just even having any kind of result showing that just one carrot a day can make a difference on your health. I think people think that, oh, I have to do everything at once, and you don't. Just doing a few steps makes a huge difference in improving our health.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune and Life Interrupted Radio. And we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and as always, it's my honor and pleasure to be with you here on another episode. I'm so excited about this. I've lost count how far we're into this self-isolation and quarantine. And if you're watching this on YouTube, excuse the hair. I think we're all dealing with having to figure out how to do our own hair now. So we'll just go with it, right, guys? Because I wanted to bring you to tonight's episode because it's so timely. And this is a person I've relied on for the entire recovery of my autoimmune. I give her full kudos for being a major part of my recovery. And she's got a new program coming up, and I just couldn't help but bring it to you guys. So I'm really excited. So let me introduce Dr. Jenny Tapankian. She's been a practicing naturopathic doctor for over 20 years, and she helps the chronically ill. And one of her specialties is really helping people with complex issues come back to full health. And she knows because she struggled with chronic fatigue twice, 17 years apart. And she knows how miserable it can be and how scary and anxiety producing it can be. Like, I'm seeing my autoimmune as a blessing now because I'm able to bring all these amazing things I've learned out to people and let you guys know that you're not alone in this, just like we're not alone in the isolation and quarantine here. And I know what it's like to be here today in this time, because once you've had an autoimmune condition, yeah, your little antennae are up. And I think most of us are quarantining ourselves even more than the majority of people are. And that's why I wanted to bring Dr. Jenny back on. We're going to talk about the struggles of autoimmune during these times, as well as how it doesn't have to stop us from getting back to full health. So thanks for being on the show, Dr. Jenny.
Such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me on Autoimmune Hour. I just love your show, and I really understand what everybody's going through right now, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the critical thing. One of the things I do want to talk about your upcoming workshop, but I just want to dip in if you could share a little bit, because I find that, you know, my health is doing much better today, the physical health. Mm-hmm. So there's just that little bit of anxiety that goes around, you know, I had something delivered and then there was a knock on the door and my antennae immediately went up like, oh my gosh, I got to answer the door. You know, I did not realize it was a person who was dropping a package and running. But you know, it was funny to me that there was a moment of panic when I heard a knock on the door. Any tips for us who are still heightened alert, this is the last thing we want to do is affect our health again?
Right. I know you've had a number of people on your show who have talked about the autonomic nervous system and the limbic brain. And it's that the limbic brain's always looking, am I safe? Is it safe or is it dangerous? It's safe, is it dangerous? It's going back and forth, always surveying. And if you've been ill, you're kind of more looking at, you see the danger more than the health and the safety part of things. And I think that's just something we have to know about ourselves, and everything in the media, all of the energy out there in the world is really triggering all of our limbic brains right now. And so I think that it's like, we just need to consciously think about, oh, I am safe right now. But like before you answer the door, it's like, okay, you sort of notice yourself going,
exactly. I had to talk myself. I mean, it was momentary.
Sure. I'm not
living in constant fear, but it was momentary. But I did notice that it was like, oh, that's weird. I mean, I panicked when I heard a knock on the door.
I've done the same thing. And what I do for myself and what I tell other people to do is to just practice as much I'm safe, I'm okay, and deep breathing, like all that stuff that we know and we've brought into our toolkit in other times, to just bring it in. Like I was at the grocery store last week with my mask, and I put my essential oils on my mask and summer calming oils and summer antiviral, anti-infective oils. And since there's only like six of us in the store, they're doing a really good job only keeping a few of us, I just decided to go ahead and be in my happy place. They're playing Hair, the song that I sang as a little girl when I was five. And so I'm literally in the aisle kind of singing and dancing because I know that's really good for my immune system and my nervous system to stay as happy as I can in the moment. So I'd say if you're catching yourself going into fear, just what can you do to bring in the joy and just know that I'm okay right now. Like my feet are on the ground. I'm safe. It's just a knock on the door.
Yeah, I talked myself to it, and I could see in the front window as he, you know, dashed by that he was not at the door anymore either.
He was more scared than you were.
probably. Although I'm not so sure, as you bring out your gloves to bring the package, you know, it's crazy. But anyway, I digress there. It's funny that you bring up music, because I have been using music to keep myself in different moods. I've got this amazing Gregorian chants that I found online, and I just fell in love with the group. And so I'm trying to make their day too, trying to help out fellow artists and things like that, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I bought several of their CDs. let's buy them all, you know.
Music is so important for us. I talk about that, about how the importance of rhythm. We forget the importance of rhythm. We live on a rhythm of, we're supposed to wake up in the day and go to bed at night, and so much of our digestion is in a rhythm and our heart is in a rhythm, and to support our rhythm really supports our health, and music does that for us. I think that's one of the reasons we like it so much. It sort of helps us get back into our bodies, and it supports our immune system. It supports our mood. Music's great.
I'm going to go down a little rabbit hole here about rhythm. Can we chat for just a second? I don't know about most people. I think I read a little bit on social media. People are talking about it. I've noticed I'm trying to stay in a rhythm. I'm trying to keep my calendar the same as it always was. Mm. I'm losing track of time and days, and I'm having to go, what day is it today? Where I can't remember. Maybe I used to do that. Now it's only heightened, but I don't know. Is there a way? I mean, like I said, I've got my calendar and I've got the alerts on my phone to remind me of specific things.
Yeah.
But is that normal to sort of in this time just to lose track of time?
I think we're all doing that. I mean, have you seen Groundhog Day, the movie Groundhog Day? It's like,
yeah. You're right. That's what it feels like.
Groundhog Day. And I wake up, but honestly, what I've done with that is I love that movie. And literally in the same way in the movie where day after day, he just tries to do a better and better and better job. I'm like, okay, what worked yesterday well? And what didn't work so well yesterday? And then I just decide as best as I can each day to be like, okay, yesterday I didn't take a walk in the morning and I got kind of grumpy by the afternoon. Okay, so today I'm going to take a walk in the morning, so get outside, get some fresh air so that I'll have a better mood throughout the whole day. So I've been sort of practicing like Groundhog Day, but I have to say I'm with you, Sharon. I mean, I look outside and I go for a walk and all the flowers are blooming and changing, which signify different events, but I'm not going to my child's spring music performance. I'm not, you know, not doing all the other things that are sort of define seasonality to me. Yeah. So I'm just sort of like, okay, here we are again, which is, it's a gift too. I mean, in a way, right? It's a gift. It's an opportunity to go deeper.
Oh, to go deeper. And it was interesting. I was listening to a commentary on the radio yesterday, and I found it fascinating. This guy was sort of getting on people like, I know people who have written a book. I know people have done this. I know people have done that, you know, like sort of changed the entire world in this period of, I don't know, a couple of months here for us at this time of recording. And I then got on this thing about, what have you done? And I'm like, you know, hey, I think just muddling through and surviving is good enough if that's what you need to do. And some days, absolutely, there were days, and still, I'm sure maybe in the future, I just stayed in bed and pulled the covers over my head. And I figured, you know, that's good enough for today.
You know, we all have our different seasons, right? I mean, if it's your season to write a book, then this is a great opportunity to write that book. But if it's your season to just learn how to take better care of yourself, and one of that is giving yourself permission to lie in bed with the covers over your head, just going like, I don't need to be out there being a human doing, I get to be a human being too, then this is an opportunity for that. I think it's an opportunity no matter where you are. I think some people are going through really hard times right now. And yeah. I think I certainly hit my days where it's hard. I'm triggered by something. I'm aware of the intensity out there in the world. I'm trying to figure out medically, like, what the heck this virus is doing. And like, you know, what are we supposed to be doing with this? And I feel like part of the journey is honoring that struggle. And just like you do when you're sick, right? Just like when you do as you're healing from autoimmune, it's the same thing. It's like, not every day is a nice day when you're healing from a chronic illness. I always believe that we're getting something out of it. And I believe the same thing about this. Like, even though every day that I'm in COVID lockdown isn't like the most shiny, beautiful, glorious day, I know I'm getting something out of it.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. So I'm a firm believer in the hidden gifts of things. And I'm, as you know, I'm not the most patient, though. I'm sort of like, yeah, show me the gift now.
I'm with you. I know.
Keep me going on this. Give me a gift now so I can go, okay, yeah, that's worth it. I'll keep going forward here.
I just want to say something about that now. Because I know in the intro you talked about how you were in this autoimmune illness for years and years and really didn't know if you were ever going to be able to function normally again. I mean, you were just struggling to get through your day. And I just feel like, you know, I was the same way when I was really, really sick both times, but especially the second time when I was really ill, I felt like there was something else for me to be doing, but I didn't know what it was, but I was so sick. Like I couldn't even walk a few blocks, let alone be here on a podcast. And I wasn't sure it was ever going to come that day. You know, I mean, I think you've had those moments too, where you're just like, gosh, is that day ever going to come where I really can trust my health again and feel okay? And I just have to say that it does. It did. You know, it did for me. It did for you. And, you know, and here we are. You know.
True. Absolutely. You know, that's true. And just knowing that, I keep reminding myself of that ancient quote, "This too shall pass," and trying to learn every day. And one of the things I'm really excited about, you and I were chatting the other day about your upcoming workshop. And it's a wonderful, I'm just so thrilled that you're offering it to us. And by the way, guys, there's no cost to it. So yes, I'm shamelessly self-promoting for Dr. Jenny because I'm a big fan of hers. So I just want to touch briefly on some of the things, because I know that during these 3 days, we'll learn all sorts of great things. But one of the first things I want to talk about is just how optimal immune health. I think all of us, regardless of whether we have an autoimmune now or not, like, okay, I want to make sure that this immune system is as strong as possible. So let's talk a little bit about strengthening our immune system.
This is definitely a time. I mean, if there's ever a call to get healthier, this is the time. And one of the things that is a secret gift for me for this pandemic is I feel like more and more people actually want to get healthy, which is great. And, you know, you really want to optimize your immune system and make sure that you have what I call the foundations in place, the foundational four in place to really optimize your immune system. You need to have your digestion and detoxification in place for your immune system to function, you know, well. 80% of our immune system is in our gut. And I think a lot of people forget that as they're emotionally eating because they're stressed out that they're in lockdown in a pandemic, that the pizza and the beer and the Oreos aren't necessarily the most supportive for our immune systems at this time. There's so much that we can do to support our immune system.
I'm just curious though, a big question came up for me. I mean, I've been working with you and others for a while. I hear some people say, oh, it's too late. I mean, it's like, but it's in my mind, it's never too late to start building your immune system. They're like, coming from this negative place of like, oh, I should have started taking all of this supplements and exercising all of this a long time ago. And in my feeling, it's never too late to start it.
It's never too late. It's never too late. I mean, the best time to start is always now for everything. You know, it's always to start now. So absolutely, it's never too late. And I think people don't realize how even really small steps can make a huge difference. There was a study done a very long time ago on coal miners who were suffering from lung cancer. And they did a study where they had them eat a carrot a day. And having coal miners eat a carrot a day, it wasn't even an organic carrot, just a carrot a day, actually decreased their incidence of lung cancer because vitamin A is really great for the lungs. And this is, I have, you know, this is a study, I don't know how excellent of a study and all that was, but just even having any kind of result showing that just one carrot a day can make a difference on your health. I think people think that, oh, I have to do everything at once. And you don't. Just doing a few steps makes a huge difference in improving our health.
Oh, absolutely. I can attest to that. And there were days that I know you were encouraging me. Just the one thing.
Drink more water.
Yeah, when you're in the depths of it, you know, sometimes you need encouragement. And sometimes that one thing can just even feel overwhelming. So, yeah. And always enlist friends, family, and great medical care to keep you going, keep you motivated.
Yeah.
So, because sometimes it does take that outside motivation of you can do it. You can do that one step. You can
absolutely do it. Absolutely.
Now, I know we've talked about optimizing, and I'm a big fan of just that one step every day, because after, you know, 365 days in a year, you've got not just 365, but that exponential growth of adding one on top of the other. So that's why I'm a big fan of it. But I want to circle back around. You had talked about the fundamental four, and we briefly touched on diet. One of my favorite ones, and I think a lot of people are having a hard time right now, is sleep. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about how do we sleep, and maybe we shouldn't be reading the news late at night watching the news late at night.
I have friends that have been texting me these really intense, heavy articles about the pandemic at like midnight. And I'm just like, so I wake up in the morning with these in my inbox. I'm like, no, let's do something.
I actually had to text a friend, a lovely friend. She knows of the illness, of course.
Yeah.
I love her to death, but I actually had to text her back. You know, I'm totally aware that this is out there and I'm not living in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
But please just send me happy things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all have to call our boundaries for sure. My mom just turned off her news. She's like, this is not good for my nervous system. You'll let me know if there's something I need to know. I'm just going to do my artwork and heal. I'm like, great, mom. She has autoimmune as well. So she knows all about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk about sleep, because sleep is huge for people right now. It's really struggling. And when I talk about the foundational four, these are the foundations that we all need. Just like a building needs to have a foundation in order to be strong, to be stable, to withstand the test of time, the rumbling of the earth and hard winds and whatever the world throws at it, we also need to have our foundations in place. And a really key foundation is sleep. But I combine sleep with rhythm. So I call it like one corner of the building is sleep and rhythm combined. Because a lot of the reason people aren't sleeping well is they're not paying attention to the whole, they're not honoring the rhythm of their whole day, of their whole being. You know, we're supposed to wake up in the morning and then go to sleep at night. And the more we can support our day's natural rhythms by eating at the same time, exercising about the same time, if you're able to exercise, and doing all these things at the same time, we really set ourselves up better for sleeping at bedtime, at nighttime. And then I also really find that people are doing so much better right now if they actually get their feelings out before they go to bed. So journaling. Do you journal before you go to bed?
Most of the time. There are times I'm finding my clock is getting off. I'm finding that I'm falling asleep on the couch.
Oh,
and then
really?
Waking and then waking up and going, oh.
Oh, honey. Yeah. Let's talk
I know,
about that.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. Oh, that's a funny thing. This past week, I'll sit down and just to relax for a few minutes towards the end of the day. And the next thing I know, I'll wake up 45 minutes later, going, okay, great. I just fell asleep on the couch. It's so unlike me, but oh.
That's interesting. Yeah, so maybe you need to be going to bed earlier.
It will be interesting to see about going to bed earlier, even though I was trying in my mind, we'll talk about that, because I'm trying in my mind to keep the same schedule I had. Mm-hmm. You know, what was my quote-unquote normal schedule?
Oh, yeah.
And there are days, which is interesting, I'm finding that I'm not doing as much in some respects, like as much work and things like that, but I'm finding I'm more exhausted at the end of the day.
This is this time is very emotionally exhausting. I mean, and I think we don't honor how much it just, I call de-innervating, just exhausting it is to be dealing with so many intense emotions and so much unknown. And we're all grieving right now too. I mean, we're grieving just the lack of normality in our life. I'm sad that my kids don't get to do the sports activities that they so love to do, that they don't get to hang out with their friends. There's a lot of grief every single day, and that itself is tiring. So which kind of brings back to that point of, I think a lot of people's extra tiredness right now has to do with their emotional state. So I love journaling before bed, and everybody I've shared this with, they've just felt so much better when they do it. And then there are a couple different ways you can do this, but my favorite is to do something I learned from Dr. Sarah Gottfried, who's a OBGYN. She's great. She's a functional medicine doctor, which is to do something called the 4 G's, which is you write down what was good about your day, what you have grief or guilt about for your day, what your goals are, and then what you're grateful for. It's called the 4 G's. And what I love about this is if you're really tired, it can just be a word for each. But if you're feeling really like you have a lot of things to say, you can just write paragraphs and pages. And what I also love about it is it really hits all the marks. I mean, it talks about, okay, because sometimes we beat ourselves up. Like, you know, like, oh gosh, I didn't get to that project today. You know, if you're tired, you may not be feeling good about your day. But if you say, okay, what was good about my day? It's like, oh, I really enjoyed that interaction I had with my kid today. That was super fun. So, okay, good. Hung out with my son. And then what's my grief or my guilt? Because that's usually stuff that we're sort of chewing on. You know, what are we upset about? Oh, I was really sad to hear that my friend was sick. That made me sad today. Or I felt badly that I let this person down. I feel guilty about that. And then you go to goal, and then it's like an action that you can take on that thing. So you've already laid out the problem, and now you're fixing the problem. And this is really good for your subconscious mind before you go to sleep. And then you can write out what your goals are. Oh, I'm going to be more, you know, spend more time with my son because that was so great. I'm going to, this person that I feel like I let down, I'm going to do something different about it tomorrow. And then it's, what am I grateful for? It's like, what's that gratitude? And that gratitude just puts us, it takes away the fear when we're in gratitude. And so shifting to that gratitude right before you sleep is super helpful. So this technique alone helps with sleep.
Oh, I love that technique. I'm going to add it. And I want to add my little part that I love when I journal. And I've mentioned it on the show before. I journal on the right-hand side of it during the current time, and I leave the left-hand page blank. And then I'm able to go back and read previously, and I think it'll be interesting to read during this quarantine time, or what's going on for us. Yeah. Anyway, I read previous posts, whether it's a week ago, a month ago, 6 months ago, and I write what's changed and what's different now, and you know, where am I now? And I have found that so helpful, especially during the height of the autoimmune condition, because when you're going through that, and I'm relating that to what we're going through similar now, is, you know, there is that, when is this going to end? What, you know, I don't know. But for me, going back and reading from 6 years ago of my journals and applying it to now, I'm seeing that this too shall pass. You know, I'm seeing, reading, oh, okay, wow, I really was making progress. You know, but in the day-to-day memory of the moment, I didn't feel like I was making progress when I reflect back. But when I read what I wrote, and I'm able to read the document of, oh, I really was, there was forward momentum there.
I love that. That is brilliant. That is really great. So how often do you go back and review your journals? How often do you do
it? Well, the mentor who taught me it said, are you supposed to do it monthly? Mm-hmm. I have to admit I don't do that monthly. I don't do it on a... He was very organized, and he, you know, it was very methodical. We'd go back 6 months to the day kind of thing, 3 months to the day kind of thing. You know, I'm I'm just sort of like, I open the journal and I read it on the hope that that's the page I'm supposed to be reading. Now, I know that's wishful thinking or fairy thinking or whatever you want to say, but it's worked out really well for me.
It's the divine. I mean, this is so classic. It's like, that was such a sort of a, that the male brain organized, and not that, you know, we all have both, we all have the male and the female in us, but you're just doing more of the divine feminine approach of like, I trust that I'm going to be led to the journal entry that I need to read today.
And the creative part of it that right. I'm going to need today. And it's never failed me. I've always found something in one of those pages, whether it's way back or just a week back. And, you know, I do when sometimes I have, oh, I want to remember what was it, you know, of 2 weeks ago or something like that when things happen. But for the most part, yeah, it's a fairy dance to open the page.
I love that. I think that's brilliant. And I what I love about it is it's often what I do as a physician, right? In my chart notes, when you come in to see me, I'm writing down, how's your sleep? How's your energy? How's your mood? How's your digestion? I'm asking the same questions over and over, and we're calculating them. And that's partly for me as a physician to see, oh, is what we're doing working? Do we need to take a different course, or is this course working? What else should we do next? Of course, it's helping me do that. But I'm also doing it so that I can help reflect back to somebody else, to my patient, hey, you have improved. Because we have terrible memories for suffering. You know, we don't realize how much we've improved. And so I can go back and they can say, well, my energy is a 5. And they still feel tired because they're still a 5 out of 10. But then I can go back and I can say, oh, but you used to be a 2. You made a 3-point increase. That's great. And I love that you've built that into your life. So you're doing that for yourself. That's super cool.
Yeah, it is. It's helpful. Well, I have to give credit to a mentor who taught me that technique. I had journaled before, but I like your 4 G's, and adding that on top of this method of reflection is going to make it even more powerful. Everyone, we need to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more to Dr. Jenny about staying strong and healthy during these crazy times. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for. That new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and tonight we're here with Dr. Jenny Topankian. She's a practicing naturopathic doctor for over 20 years. She's been my doctor guiding me through my journey back to health. And tonight I wanted to really have her on about not just surviving, but thriving during this pandemic and some of the tips that it's never too late to start. I've heard some people say, oh, Sharon, you know, I've got this and that going on physically and it's just too late. It's sort of like I'm doomed to get the virus. And I say, no, let's take a step back. And Dr. Jenny, you talk about the term susceptible host. Can you tell us, I mean, that's a really interesting term to me, and I can kind of go, oh yeah, gosh, maybe with an autoimmune condition, but I want to hold up my, you know, both my hands and say, not me. Yeah. So let's talk about the term susceptible host.
Yeah, susceptible host is a term that we use when we really talk about, you know, we talk about the terrain, what's your soil like? Like what's your health level? Are you a place where you're a susceptible host, where you're a great place for a virus or an infection or something to land and to live inside of you? You know, whether it's a parasite or a virus or a bacteria, you know, are you a hospitable place? A lot of like fungi love it when you eat lots of sugar because they love to eat the sugar too. And so there are different things that we can do to make us so our bodies are either more or less susceptible to getting sick.
Well, let's talk about the getting less susceptible, because I think a lot of people with autoimmune are going to raise their hand and say, well, yeah, I might put myself in the more susceptible category.
Yeah, I think that's for some people with autoimmune, for sure. Absolutely. Your immune system is already overworked, busy, challenged in one way or another. I think it depends on where you are in your health journey in terms of how susceptible you are with autoimmune. Not all autoimmune diagnoses necessarily mean you're that much more susceptible. It depends on where you are. And this is really why, to be honest, this is why I created where I'm doing the online work that I'm doing and offering some of my experience for people, because I know that we can increase our immune system by just doing simple activities every single day. There are ways that we can detoxify every single day with just super simple actions that we do. There are ways that we can optimize our immune system by choosing what we eat, by choosing to get our digestion optimized, by moving our body, by working with our breath. There's so much that we can do. And, you know, and I know you've experienced this as well, by just shifting your life a bit, it really made you, in a sense, a less susceptible host, even to your autoimmune condition. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the changes that you and others, members of my team, instituted with me have drastically changed it. I'm taking slightly extra precautions, but I don't feel that susceptible because I'm trying to do things that seem to make a lot of sense to me, because here I am down this road of healing. I know my body a lot better than I did previously, for sure.
Right.
And just keeping the protocols in that got me healthy from the autoimmune are critically important. Mm-hmm. And I'm also working with the mind about where are you on that spectrum. As you mentioned, it's critically important to know. I am not where I was 6 years ago, where I would have said I'm just an ideal host back then.
Yes.
But I've had 6 years of healing and 6 years of lessons and 6 years of learning how my body reacts. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm taking probably a few more precautions than somebody else might, but it's not like I would have reacted 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's critically important to remember.
Yeah.
And I want to dive in then, since we're sort of talking, to me, this also talks about our mindset about a susceptible host. Not only are we exercising, sleeping, eating, and doing some of the other things you're talking about, but let's jump. I know day two of your program, you're going to talk about mood and mindset. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit. I know we've jumped around about mindset a little bit, but how does your mood, you know, affect your immune system? I mean, I was always surprised when you would ask me that question when I come in, what's your mood? I'm like, what's that have to do with anything? All of a sudden my mood would turn grumpy. Like, what's that have to do with anything? So I'm also amazed at how fast a mood can change, but let's talk a little bit about mood and mindset.
Mood affects us in lots of different ways. So, on the very interesting biochemical level, I mean, on this level that I just find fascinating, is that every single mood that we have has a different vibration to it, which actually literally affects each one of our cells. and can, you know, decide whether have that cell determine how it's going to function, whether it's going to function normally or not based on the energetic pattern that our mood has, you know, anger and guilt and resentment, those kinds of things, those have a different vibration than love and gratitude, which is why everybody's always saying, come back to love, feel more grateful, it's better for you. It literally is on a physiological level, better for your cells to vibrate on that level. But there's also really interesting piece when we start talking about the immune system, because there are these are immune globulins that are that our body has this inflammatory cascade that's very normal. When we get sick, we want our body to react to the virus to knock it out, and there's a whole inflammatory cascade that starts out. These inflammasomes start acting on the cells to basically signal, hey, there's a fire over here. We need to get this bug and get this thing out, and we all need to get really busy. And those things have huge impact on how we feel. And then the other thing is that when we feel anxious, we get more inflamed, and it can become this vicious cycle. So the more anxious we are, the more inflamed we get, the more inflamed we are, the more anxious we are, which I know can make you feel like, oh no, what the heck am I supposed to do? And what I love about this that I learned from Heather Zwicky, who's a brilliant immunologist, you should invite her on your show. She's great, Dr. Heather Zwicky. She talks about all you have to do is think of something happy, like puppies, you know? So she has the puppy channel on her TV right now. So she can watch puppies and she can think of puppies playing, and just thinking about something that you enjoy. Or for me, I love to swim. So I think of like diving into some beautiful lake. Or I look at a flower, it's like just anything that brings us in that moment back into our joy and back into feeling happy literally brings down that interleukin 6. So, you know, our ability, we can do so much to affect our immune system with just our mood.
You know, it surprises me too, is how fast it shifts.
Yeah.
And I can almost feel it happen as when I start using gratitude, for example, I can begin to feel it happen within moments. It's not, okay, I'm going to have gratitude and 2 hours later, I'm going to feel it. It's amazing to me how fast the body reacts to these things.
I'm curious, what do you feel? How do you know you've made a shift? What do you feel?
A relaxation. It's funny. I begin to just feel, I'll say looser. And my muscles begin to, one of the things I know with me and anxiety is I start to feel tense, and I do what I call turtling. It's like my shoulders come up to my ears, or my ears go down to my shoulders. I'm not sure, but anyway, it gets tighter. And I can, when I shift my mind, okay, oh, and it's funny. It's a very conscious decision to do as well. It's like, oh, I'm in a grumpy mood, or I'm in an anxious mood or something. Yeah. And I choose something, usually choose gratitude, and start thanking just my environment, the safety that I'm in, the blessings that I have. And I can just begin to feel sort of the space between my ears and my shoulders lengthening. And I also notice that I can breathe deeper and easier is another thing that changes really quick on me. So
yeah, it is. It's lovely. I have a similar experience, and I noticed that. And part of my journey has been noticing the opposite, noticing when I'm starting to tense up. And then, like you say, choosing sooner to be able to take that breath or to choose to be in a different space. In the program, I talk about the conscious and the subconscious mind. And if you think about your mind as being a big pie-shaped circle, only 5% is conscious thought. The rest is subconscious. So one of the reasons why sometimes we feel like we don't have control over what we're feeling is some of those feelings are patterns that are layered down in our subconscious mind from in utero or childhood, and they're patterns we've been running for a long time. And I always know part of healing is dealing with some of that subconscious stuff for really the deep healing. But that 5% of the brain is so important, because that's the part where we can consciously choose to go like, oh, I'm in a bad mood right now, and it's not really serving anybody, including me. So let's see. I think I can do, I can use that 5% of me, and I can choose to be different. And you know, you can just get yourself into a different state, whether it's putting on music and dancing for 5 minutes, or it's singing a song, or it's, you know, smelling an oil, or just deciding, just being like, oh no, you're right. You know, I don't need to be angry. I can just choose to be grateful.
But yeah. It's funny that you say choose, because maybe I skip over that part. I just start thanking things or places or beings or whatever you want to say, whatever I feel like thanking. I just start thanking my house. I just start thanking the universe or the energy that I'm feeling. I just start thanking things. And it's interesting to me how fast that just makes me relax. I don't know if it's considered counting my blessings or what, but my first go-to is just, thank you, body, for being here and keep breathing today. You know, thank you for having such a safe place to live. Thank you. And it's amazing to me, once I just start thanking things, I just start breathing calmer. That's my kind of go-to.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And I always say that the steps are to recognize where you are, to acknowledge where you're at, and then choose to be different. And then pick a tool, you know, which tool out of your toolkit do you need right now to get out of there? And I love how you know, this is a really classic example where you've been practicing this for so long that you've created the neural networks in your brain. So it's just a nice speed route where you just do it all at once. Before, there would have been a speed route to anxiety and stress. And now there's a speed route to feeling better, which is beautiful that you're doing that. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm thrilled at how fast it works. Like I said, I notice within seconds, it's not even minutes, that things begin to calm down and you can feel them continue to ratchet down.
The mind is literally the most powerful medicine in the planet. It literally is. You just have to learn how to use it correctly.
Yeah, you just have to learn how to drive the vehicle. That's so true. When Jenny and I get together, time just flies. We're coming down to where I need to take one final quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Jenny some more about this, her awesome wisdom here about not just surviving, but thriving during this time, and the things that we can continue to do, like natural care here at home. So we'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches and healers, a soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at projectforgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and it's my pleasure to be with you here tonight on another episode of the Autoimmune Hour. And we've been talking to Dr. Jenny Tabankian. She's a naturopathic doctor with over 20 years of experience, and she specializes in the complex and chronically ill and restoring us to full health. And she's one of the major members of my team that has helped me through my autoimmune journey to this place of full health. And she's offering a wonderful workshop coming up, and it's a 3-day online workshop. And I'm just loving online, Jenny. I want to, you know, it's funny. At first I was like, oh, I want to go to my Pilates class. I want to go to my yoga class. And I'm starting to really enjoy being able to get up in the morning and just do it with my instructor here in my own home. I'm thrilled that you're bringing a major part of your wisdom here online. So let's talk a little bit about, first off, what are a couple of things that we can do within our home right now that will help improve our health and our family's health?
Well, actually, I think that the thing that you just sort of mentioned it right there when you talk about your yoga, doing your Pilates class, when I think that creating your wellness schedule is a great thing to do for, and I think this is great if people are chronically ill to create their wellness schedule and to plan out what it is that they want to do in their day and in their week so that they can get their health back. This is what we do. If I sign a release and somebody can't go to work for 6 or 8 weeks because they need to heal, we create a wellness plan. I see the same thing right now. It's like, make sure in your week, you're really bringing in things that bring you value, allow you to feel better. You know, choose to learn something new that will improve your health, you know, whether it's your emotional health or your physical health or your energetic body, what it is. And then also do the things that make you feel good. No matter where you are in your health journey, there's something that you can be doing to improve. And that's my belief. Like I always have things that I'm still working on. And so choosing the pieces that you want to work on.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to circle back to something that we said in the first part of the program and just ask a bizarre rabbit hole question. And that's about exercise. And I know with an autoimmune condition, we're all at different places of how much exercise we can do. I'm able to go for long walks, which I love. You know, it just popped into my mind as we were talking about this. What's your opinion of mask or no mask when you're on a long walk by yourself? I find that I'm tending to take it off because I really have trouble breathing with it on. I mean, I find I'm breathing faster with it on than with it off. And of course, everyone, that's social distancing. I'm walking by myself, crossing the street when I see someone. You know, I mean, that's my thing, and not drafting or slipstreaming anybody. So. Yeah.
The mask is there for two reasons. The mask is there to, if we cough or we sneeze, it sort of slows down the transmission of our respiratory droplets and aerosolized spray that might have the COVID in it out to other people. And then it also protects us so that we don't get as much in as well. I mean, I could talk for a while on it, which we don't really have.
I know it's a huge question, but I was just curious if I'm out by myself, when I'm exercising, walking fast, trying to really get some exercise, I find the breathing so difficult with the mask on that I feel I'm kind of going to myself, am I doing more harm than good?
I make a judgment call for myself. It depends on how I'm feeling. I think everybody has to make their own judgment call. It goes back to that, how susceptible of a host are you? If you're really struggling, or certainly if anybody's on, I mean, again, this is the part for if you're protecting yourself by wearing the mask, then I would be wearing a mask most of the time if I was really struggling. And then if you feel like you're anywhere near possibly could have anything that could be infectious, I think it's responsible to wear a mask. But if there's a bigger breeze, if you're really not around lots of people at all, then not wearing a mask, I think is an easier decision. So for myself, if I'm walking first thing in the morning and nobody else is around, I choose to not wear a mask as well, but I have it in my pocket. And then when I'm up on Mount Tabor and I'm on the steps where there's lots of people running and jogging all the time, I'm wearing my mask. And frankly, I wish that the people that were running in front of me were also wearing their mask, because I know that they're doing really deep, heavy breathing and they're putting out whatever's in them is going out into the air and I'm walking through their plume. You kind of have to think about it. My friend was saying this. It's like cigarette smoke. If you can imagine how much you're somebody smoking a cigarette and how far away it is for you to smell that smoke, that's sort of potentially how one of these aerosolized vapors of the COVID could also be last.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I think that's a great metaphor, a great picture. And I also heard an expert the other day talk about, if you can smell the person in front of you, you're too close.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're smelling their cologne, you're also breathing their stuff. So yeah.
I mean, it's a vivid metaphor, but I think it's important to know. This person brought this to mind, and I wanted to know what your thoughts on it were too, about this idea of 6 feet when somebody's jogging and expending plenty of air, yeah, much more than if they were walking, is not far enough.
Yeah, 6 feet is sort of a random choice. I was trying, you know, where did they, how'd they come up with 6 feet? You know, it wasn't totally random, but it was based on information when we thought that it was just spread by respiratory droplets and we didn't think they were aerosolized. The aerosolized spray actually can go to 27 feet.
If officer sneezes.
Yeah. And the aerosolized spray hangs out in the air for a longer period of time. And so that's the, you know, again, everything with COVID, what we say today is old news tomorrow. We're learning things every single day. So I think the best practice now, I wonder if maybe a thinner mask for you might be easier. And then I also am putting essential oils on mine because they've been shown to kill viruses on contact. So I figure, why not?
Oh, wow. Great idea. Great idea. You know, Jenny, when you and I get together, it just time flies. We're down to the last 4 minutes, and I want everybody to know about this workshop that's coming up because I've attended some of your other online events, and they're just packed full of great information. And since you're offering this to us at no charge, I really want people to know about it. So share with us what it's about and what we can learn and when it is.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on here. And it's always such an honor to be here. So putting on this program called Get Healthy, Stay Healthy. And I put this together when the pandemic hit because I realized that there is so much we can do to improve our own health every single day. And this is so that you can feel more confident about your health, not just now during this pandemic, but for the rest of your life. As we talked about this, I see this time as a huge opportunity for us to really bolster our health and everything. And then we have time to actually focus on how it is that we are sleeping, how it is that we are breathing, how we can optimize our digestion. And this can make us feel more confident about not being so much likely to be a susceptible host, but it's also setting us up for a whole life of better health. And certainly those of us that have had a chronic illness and autoimmune, these are the foundations that on day one, we're going to go through the foundational four. So we're really going to dive in, and it's an interactive live workshop. So I'm taking people's questions before and during and after so that I'm answering your questions during the time. And we can really dial in. What is it? Which foundations do you need to shore up? Because we all have ones that we're strong in, and there are places where we need to shore up. And so this is a really good time to do that assessment that we were talking about and figure out where it is that you need to become stronger. And then day two, we're going to dive into mindset and mood, where, again, it's workshopping. We're going to workshop where I will share with you some really great ways to do fast shifts so you can just be in that cranky space and get out of it. And also some tools and some ideas of ways to do that deeper work. I know that in my healing process, doing work on my subconscious was key to me getting better. And so I really want to share how you can start working with your subconscious mind to really, really up-level your health fast. And then on day three, I'm just going to be absolutely sharing the tactics and tools I've used with my friends and my family and my patients for over 20 years of how to use natural remedies in case you should get sick. I believe people should have a toolkit in their home because you want to treat, especially with COVID, like you want to treat that sore throat, that headache, that cough right away and not give it a chance to replicate in yourself. So you need to have the tools on hand. So what are the best herbs to have on hand? What are some essential oils? What hydrotherapy can you do? We're going to really be talking about that on day three. Each day is a 2-hour live interactive workshop. And then I go into a full hour of live Q&A. So it's going to be on May 19th, 20th, and 21st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And there will not be any replays. It's completely complimentary. You can go to my website at drjennytofankian.com, drjennytofankian.com, and sign up on that, on the landing page there. And when you sign up, we're going to start asking you, what are your questions for me, so that I can incorporate your questions into my discussion with you so that you can get your questions answered and feel more confident.
Oh my gosh, so exciting. And we'll have the website up over at understandingautoimmune.com, everyone, so you can know how to spell. Jenny, just quickly spell your full name, please.
T as in Tom, U, F as in Frank, E, N as in Nancy, K-I-A-N, Jenny Tofankian.
Just how we learned in school to sound it out, but I'll also have it up there at understandingautoimmune.com if you guys are like, okay, I didn't quite get that, because it's Dr. Jenny Tofankian. She's awesome. Thank you for offering this to us. I'm so excited, looking forward to being there on your interactive live workshop. And everyone, have a great week. Whatever your adventures, join me next week for another brand new episode. Enjoy.
The information provided on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, including the websites understandingautoimmune.com and lifeinterruptedradio.com, plus social media, is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, and see on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, and its websites and other media outlets, is based on experience only. The information should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com.